So now we move on to what I would call the core fear matrix. The core fear matrix is also a crystalline substance. And remember that you as a human being are crystalline, or in fact the whole of creation is crystalline. It doesn't matter what level of vibration it is, or should we say what dimensional reality it exists in, whether it is liquid, gas, or apparently solid, all is crystalline. So this core fear matrix is a crystalline matrix which goes through the torso of your body. It vibrates to the energy of fear. Another, shall we say, piece of equipment which helps to hold you in this fear, the fear of change, the fear of standing in your own power, the fear of self-realization, the fear of criticism, the fear of appearing different from the people around you. This crystalline core fear matrix fulfills all those things, keep you vibrating on the energy of fear. So now I ask you just to ask yourself a very simple question. Am I willing to take responsibility? Responsibility for my own creation and responsibility for the co-creation of reality in this dimension? Or am I going to continue to be blinded by this fear and stay within it? Some, of course, would prefer to stay within the fear because they know it, and anything outside of it is unknown, so they would sooner stay within the confines of fear than step out into the energy of freedom and responsibility. So ask yourself now, am I willing to move forward? Am I willing to be free? Or am I going to continue to live in the energy of victim consciousness? We will give you a few moments to think this through. So if you have made the choice that at least you will take the first step, for remember, all great journeys start with the first step. If you do not pick up your foot to take the first step, you will go nowhere. You will stay where you are. It is a fact of life. And always as we take the first step on a long journey, on a road along which we are not familiar with the landmarks, sometimes there is apprehension. Sometimes we wonder, will we make it to our destination? It is a human tendency. I would advise you to pick up your foot, to take the first step, and to just allow a small affirmation or mantra to run through your mind. I am now willing to be free. I am freedom. I am that I am. This creates an energetic environment which will help you to allow, help you to understand that as a human being, you are a free person. Free from what? Well, we just remind you once more. Free from fear. And the idea that you are a victim of the universe. So let us start to dismantle this core fear matrix. I bring an expanded radiation of the divine love. Feel it in your true heart chakra, your thymus gland. Feel this love opening your thymus gland, activating it. This crystalline palace of love starting to vibrate with the energy of the divine source. Start to feel the freedom and accept it. The core fear matrix begins to transmute into divine light and divine love, taking with it all the programmed fear in your consciousness. We remove it. The remains of it now affirm now that you accept your freedom. It would be useful as well to affirm at this point that the road back into victim consciousness and fear has now been transmuted into divine light, so it no longer exists, so you cannot go backwards. Let's bring an expanded vibration of the divine to our hearts. Focus or allow your attention to go to your thymus gland. This is in the middle of your chest, above the area where your physical heart is. This is your true heart chakra. The tricksters will tell you that your heart chakra is where your physical heart is. They will try and trick you into all kinds of disempowerment, like the idea that love is painful. See the representations on these things, the Valentine's card, an arrow through the heart with a message, I love you. This is programming to make you believe on a subconscious level that love is painful, that love is hard. It isn't. Love is the easiest thing in the world if you allow it to be you, or you allow yourself to be it. Living in the energy of divine love is simple. It's no struggle. It is just a process of being. So see your heart as a crystalline palace of divine love. These crystals could be all the precious gemstones, all the semi-precious gemstones, quartz crystals, amethysts, citrines, smoky quartz, the diamonds, the rubies, the aquamarines, the whole of the gemstone and mineral kingdom, all vibrating with this divine light and this divine love. See it as a palace of love. This palace can be of any form you choose. It continues to vibrate faster, to radiate more light, to radiate more love. And this divine light and this divine love starts to flow into every molecule of your cellular structure in the physical. It flows into the subatomic particles. It transmutes the electrons and protons into superelectrons and microtrons. It transforms even the wave particles that form the matter in this reality. These quark particles that appear and disappear into other dimensional realities and other places in time and space. This divine love is reconfiguring all the programming of fear. Please understand that also, often, you bring this fear from other lifetimes. Other lifetimes in places in time and space. Understand, please, there's no such thing as past lives. You are everything you've ever been, now in this moment. The past and the future don't exist, only the split second in which you can truly live. And many have this energy of fear, or the memories of fear, programmed in their cellular structure, their molecular structure. Fear of their own selves. Fear of their own power. Fear of their own glory. For at one stage in time and space, you may have misused your power. You may have used it not for the benefit of Mother, Father, Source. So now you are afraid of realizing once again that the perfection of the Creator that you truly are in any moment for the whole of creation. This divine love configures, transmutes, and the divine love moves out into your etheric matrix, into your etheric body, into your aura, removing all these traces of self-disempowerment, removing these traces of I can't, it's too hard, I can't, it's too difficult, I can't do it because I'm a victim. This is all transmuting into love in accordance with divine will. Your true beauty is manifesting once again without being hidden behind this veil of fear.